And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up on the show tomorrow, my guest will be Dr. Hari Hahn, the director of the Agora Institute at Johns Hopkins and a recent MacArthur Genius Grant winner. We'll talk about her latest book, an insightful and imaginative exploration of how people find common ground across political and racial divides. It's called Undivided, The Quest for Racial Solidarity in an American Church. So Dr. Hari Hahn will join me tomorrow on Midday. And if you just joined us today, it's Midday on Music. My next guest is Jeffrey Himes. He's an award-winning author and journalist who wrote about music in the Washington Post for 23 years. He's also written for Rolling Stone, the New York Times, Downbeat, and many other publications. He's also a singer-songwriter whose books include In-Law Country, How Emmylou Harris, Roseanne Cash, and Their Circle Fashioned a New Kind of Country Music, 1968 to 1985, and a collection of poetry that he co-wrote with Maryland's former poet laureate, Grace Cavalieri, called Fables from Italy and Beyond. His latest book is an encyclopedic exploration of the music of Willie Nelson. It's called Willie Nelson, All the Albums, the Stories Behind the Music. The author of this new book about Willie Nelson, Jeffrey Himes, joins me here in the studio. It's good to see you.
Good to be back here.
So the scope, I was absolutely flabbergasted when I realized you go through like 152 albums by Willie Nelson. The amount of artistic product here is astonishing.
It is. It's quite impressive. When somebody offered me, approached me and said, would you be interested in writing a book about Willie Nelson? And I said, well, you know, there's been a lot of books about Willie Nelson, and they all tell sort of the same stories about, you know, his busts and his divorces and everything. And some of them are really good, and some of them were written by Willie himself. So I wanted to take a different approach, and I wanted to tell his story through his recordings, through his music. And it's always been part of my philosophy is that the reason we're interested in artists is not because they have drug habits or messy divorces. Millions of people have drug habits and messy divorces.
We're not interested in them. Right.
What we're interested in is the music that they made and, you know, why it's so much more powerful than most music. And so by starting with the records and keeping the records in the foreground and the life in the background, it's a different perspective on Willie, I think.
He recorded for the first time for RCA that song we just listened to, Funny How Time Slips, way back in 1965. So he has been at this for a while. That's one of the early tunes, but he was active as a songwriter, as a sideman, before he became, you know, the Willie Nelson in bold letters that we know.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote the song even earlier than that. He, he came to Nashville in '61. He wanted to be an artist, but he had success first as a songwriter. He wrote "Funny How Time Slips Away," "Nightlife," "Crazy," "Hello Walls." These were all became hits on country radio, but not by Willie Nelson. They became hits for other people. And he could very easily have, you know, become, you know, like Boo O'Brien, you know, a songwriter behind the scenes and just, you know, made his living that way. But he had this urge to perform, almost to preach to a congregation, which was sort of how he considered his audience in a sense.
And there are people who think a Willie Nelson concert is a religious experience,
right,
that's for sure.
Yeah. And so he kept pushing forward, and he had a hard time getting traction. It wasn't really until he was nearly 40 that he recorded Red-Headed Stranger, the album that broke him wide open, which is very late in the music business to make it. But it was worth the wait.
And you have organized this book in a really fascinating way. You go through every album and you write about, you have an essay with lots of photographs of Willie Nelson and the many, many people he collaborated with, peppered throughout this book. As we mentioned, I mean, it's 150 plus records that you go through. Did you, how was that experience, you know, taking this encyclopedic look at Willie Nelson from the very beginnings back in the, what, the 40s or something, all the way through, you know, the current moment? He's just released a new album, right, for gosh sakes, yeah.
Well, when I agreed to do the book, I knew I had a head start because I've written a lot about Willie in the past, about many different periods of his career. So I wasn't starting from scratch. And when I sort of organized myself to get ready to sit down and write it, I realized I already owned 120 of the 150 albums in my personal collection. So I only had a few dozen.
That's a pretty good head start.
To track down. So, and it was, you know, it was exciting though to go back and listen to stuff that I hadn't listened to in decades. And some of them I liked better than I thought I did, and some of them not so much as I thought I did. So that was the sort of an educational process. And I think that there was an expectation, I think, that the publisher might have wanted me to do more of a coffee table book or sort of annotated discography. But I said, you know, if I'm going to write a book, I want to write a book. I want to, you know, you can put all the pictures in, you can put in the little boxes of information about each album, but I want to write a 150,000-word narrative. And they agreed. So there's
these are full-throated essays about each.
Yeah, and I think it's a continuous through the book, that how his music evolved through each stage of his career. I mean, he started out as a songwriter, you know, a really brilliant songwriter, and then when he was on the road 250 days a year, the songs didn't come out as quickly, and he sort of invented this whole second career as an interpretive singer of other people's songs. Like,
A
good example is the Kris Kristofferson song, "Help Me Make It Through the Night." Now, Chris is a brilliant songwriter, but he's not a great singer. And so Willie's version of "Help Me Make It Through the Night" is like the perfect match of a great song with a great singer.
My guest is the author and journalist Jeffrey Himes. He's the author of In-Law Country, How Emmylou Harris, Roseanne Cash, and Their Circle Fashioned a New Kind of Country Music, 1968 to 1985, and a book of poetry co-written with former Maryland poet laureate Grace Cavalieri called Fables from Italy and Beyond. His latest book is a study of the amazing output of the great singer-songwriter Willie Nelson. Nelson has released more than 150 albums during his storied career, and Jeff Himes' book walks us through every one of them. It's called Willie Nelson, All the Albums, the Stories Behind the Music. So, Jeff Himes, when you assess Willie as a performer, he's got this amazing voice. He's also a good guitar player, too. I mean, he's the complete package, isn't he?
Yeah, I think his guitar playing is much underrated. He, you know, he's playing these, you know, very intricate jazz licks and, you know, pushing and pulling and the time and everything. And, you know, especially if you see him live where they stretch out a song that would be 3 minutes on the record into, you know, 5 or 6 minutes on stage, and you can really hear, you know, just how skillful he is. He's made several jazz albums, straight ahead jazz albums with other jazz guitarists. And I think that's an aspect of his work that's, you know, not recognized for what it should be.
So I think of Willie Nelson as a premier ballad singer. How do you place him when it comes to ballads versus up-tempo tunes? That tune is a little bit up-tempo there, the Poncho and Lefty recording we heard.
Yeah, he was capable of both. I think, you know, he really loved ballads because he could really dig into the emotion there. But, you know, On the Road Again is probably his most famous song.
That's an up-tempo tune, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
There were a bunch of those. And he was a disciple of Bob Wills and Milton Brown, that whole swing scene in Texas and Oklahoma. And so he grew up with that. And there were always a lot of – and he played dance halls in Texas until he became famous and was playing in bigger places. But, you know, that was his life. And so, yeah, there's that pulse.
He can do it all. Yeah.
Let me say one thing about Poncho and Lefty that's interesting is that it's a connection between this book and my last book, which I wrote for the Country Music Hall of Fame, which was In-Law Country, about Emmylou Harris and Roseanne Cash and Rodney Crowell and Steve Earle Guy Clark and Ricky Skaggs. And Poncho and Lefty was a song written by Townes Van Zandt, another Texas songwriter. And it's a brilliant song. And Emmylou Harris had recorded a version of it that, you know, made the song really famous, really beautiful version. She was another great singer, and which I go into in that book. And when Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard were recording a duet album, they finished more or less, but they wanted one more song. And Willie's daughter said, "Oh, you should hear this Emmylou Harris version of Poncho and Lefty." So I never heard of Poncho and Lefty. So he listened to this. Oh man, two old guys sitting around reminiscing. This is perfect for me and Merle.
Right.
And so then it became a number one country hit.
So these two books taken together, In-Law Country and the Willie Nelson book, you really have a very long scope there of the history of country music. I mean, and the history of American music, because you know, country music is certainly a big part of the American tradition.
Right. I've always loved country music. I've written a lot about it, but it's far from the only thing I've written about. Right now I'm working on a book about punk rock bands from the 90s and aughts.
You also do it all, and you are a poet as well. I do, before we let you go, want to hear some poems from, or a poem from, this book that you wrote with our dear friend Grace Cavalieri, the former Maryland Poet Laureate. She's been on the show a number of times. It's called Fables from Italy and Beyond. How do you co-write a book of poems? It seems that writing a poem is a very singular individual experience.
So I also write songs. There was a Baltimore musician named Billy Kemp who I've written a bunch of songs with. He had the Paradise Pickers and the Paradise Rockers were sort of big country bands in Baltimore for a long time. And so I was used to that collaboration and songwriting. And so it didn't seem that hard for me to apply it to poetry. And, you know, Grace hadn't done as much, but, you know, we got the hang of it.
So when it comes to songs, it wasn't like you were writing the chords and he was writing the words, but with poems, there ain't no chords.
Right, right. it's analogous. It's not identical.
Uh-huh. Yeah, cool.
But anyways, so Grace and I have published two books this year. This one, Fables from Italy and Beyond, and the other one is called The Third Voice. I'm going to read one from Fables. It's called Black Dog, which was Winston Churchill's nickname for his depression. And, you know, we've all been visited by that dog one time or another. So this is the poem. We abandoned her in the long ago rain. Everything we didn't love is still in the house. Here comes a dark and dangerous dog scratching at the door. Don't let him in. A woman lives in the attic, though we didn't invite her, and we don't want her. The dog barks out her name. We push aside the curtain. Yellow eyes stare through the glass. When visitors hear footsteps, we make up stories about raccoons and squirrels. Does the dog belong to the woman? Does the dog belong to us? Will this rain ever stop? A memory in every dream, a woman in every attic, a dog at every door.
A dog at every door with Grace Cavalieri. So in a poem like that, I mean, do you write the first line and then Grace writes the second line? How does this get? Because it's not like a one poem is by Jeffrey Himes and the next poem is by Grace Cavalieri. You co-wrote each of these poems.
Yeah, and we started writing, you know, well, we'll alternate every line. Well, that broke down because, you know, you get an idea and you want to write three or four lines. So basically, one of us will send a fragment to the other, and then the other person will revise it and expand it and then send it back, and then that person will revise and expand, and we go back and forth like a tennis match until we feel like we can both agree on something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just wonderful to talk to you about all of the many talents that you have. As I mentioned, you are a singer-songwriter, you write poetry, you write books, you write journalism about music. You're kind of a Renaissance guy when it comes to music and other arts. So thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for spreading the word.
Always good to talk to you. Jeffrey Himes, his latest book is Willie Nelson, All the Albums, the Stories Behind the Music. The other books that we talked about today are this poetry collection with Grace Cavalieri called Fables from Italy and Beyond, as well as In-Law Country, A History of Country Music from the 60s to the 80s. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, MacArthur Grant winner Dr. Hari Hahn joins me to talk about her latest book, Undivided, The Quest for Racial Solidarity in an American Church. Fresh Air is up next after news, so stick around for that. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.